Weather station, WTIC News Talk 1080.
It is 7:13. Coming up, Alden Davis in our weekly class on how to improve one's life. And Alden, what's up today, Teach?
Well, it's the last weekend in January and our final session preparing for the new year. Today we get ready to be hardened by life, to face squarely into the hardships that are coming our way this year. Print off your New Year's affirmations at MyValueTree.com. Stick around, and we'll begin right after Weather and Sports with Scott Gray.
All right. Or if you would like to harden yourself, it's 7:23 on WTIC. Well, Alden Davis is here. Alden is an engineer by training, but now is kind of into the corporate world. Well, you were in the corporate world. But, you know, the fact is you travel around, you do consultants, you get people motivated, organization stuff, and you're getting them for free this morning. So here's a way for you to organize your life. What's our lesson today in Star Power, bud?
Well, bring it on, 28th of January. And wow, where did this month go? The speed and intensity of this month accentuates coaches' encouragement to get your goals written down and be patterning the New Year affirmations before this year gets away from us. Today, we complete our discussion of the six affirmations to help us thrive by stretching ourselves with directed self-talk, directing that script that is constantly running in the background of our minds. If you don't already have the affirmations posted on the bathroom mirror, get your set at MyValueTree.com. The next affirmation for our consideration is, I am continually discovering new strengths inside myself. This means that you are constantly learning about how strong you are. This year, you will discover a new strength that you did not know you have. As New Englanders, each season gives us an opportunity to learn our strengths, especially a typical winter. We are hardy. We press on in spite of the snow and fallen trees. Living here has set the conditions for me to test myself and see what I am capable of. A much different experience than living in the near-perfect climate of the San Francisco Bay Area. There is nothing there to reveal one's inner strengths. Inner strengths, my depth of character and resolve. In our Star Power resources at MyValueTree.com, there is a handout on being a contribution, my success in life. One measure of success is that my calmness in the midst of life's drama brought stability to those around me. To bring stability to those around you means that you have been hardened by life. You don't get shook up when hardship arises. As an engineer, I very much appreciate the process of hardening metal. Picture the metalsmith shop in an old Western movie. Remember the fire pit?
You bet.
And bellows and how they would get the coals red hot.
Crucible.
And then submerge the metal in the heat until it glowed red, and then they'd take it out and hammer it on the anvil.
Yeah.
Well, that is the process for hardening metal. This is what life does for us. The hardship that comes is how we are heated up and hammered. Hardships is life's way of hardening us, making us grown up, making us of value, making us useful to others. Getting hardened is a painful process and not one that we sign up for. But today's affirmation says, I am continually discovering new strengths inside myself. This means that I embrace what life throws at me and I stand firm. It does not crush me or leave me battered on the rocks. It is almost as if life is standing in our face, shouting at us like the sergeant in Full Metal Jacket. You're nothing more than a bunch of lily-livered babies. You're a life form more than slime. You will hate me, but I am here to make you into a mature person who is a contribution to others. People today are delayed getting launched into life. 30 is the new 20, they say.
No, true.
We have helicopter parents and insurance until you're 26. Life? You can't handle life. Here's how hardening is going to appear to you this year. One of you will lose your mother. One of you will lose your father. For another, you will lose your sister or brother or close friend. It will be the death of your faithful dog after 18 years. Hardening will come at you through the loss of your job or your sight. It may come through a heart attack or accident. Somewhere out there this year, life is waiting to help you grow up. One woman I know lost 8 people close to her last year. This has become almost more hardening than she can take, but she will make it. And there will be a time that she will be able to help someone else make it through their hardships in life. I said to friend carpenter Pete the other day, Pete, you appear to be pretty calm in life. regardless of what's going on. How did you get to that place? Well, he said with his Maine accent, my daddy was old school, and when I got my first dog, my daddy told me that that dog was my responsibility. Anything the dog needed, I was responsible for. After 16 years, when my dog was too sick to go on, it was my responsibility to bring him to rest. Pete had to stare life in the face and step up and deal with it. The hardening process was underway. He then lost two brothers. And now, if the world started to crumble around us, Pete's one of those guys you would want to be with because through his calmness, you would know you're all right. Remember, I am continually discovering new strengths inside myself. Brace yourself. Decide today to learn from what life throws at you this year, and you will be prepared and pleased to not fall apart when real problems arise. Reveal your inner strengths this year so that you will be a contribution to others. In so many ways, we will all mature in 2012, and in the end, we will all be standing tall and looking life squarely in the face, able to say, bring it on. Go to myvaluetree.com and print off these affirmations and post them where you will say them each day. Stretch yourself with directed self-talk and claim these as your own. You will be surprised at how much better 2012 will be for you. Don't forget to do your goal sheet for 2012. These are our days. I'm Coach Davis.
Thank you, Alden.
Okay.
Can I just look at the donuts? I could be eating them. Oh.